too many. Way too many. So be sure and stay for those. Also, we also over there have our senior tables set up, and there's some pretty cool ones. If you did not get to sign their Bibles, I'm going to ask the seniors to take their Bibles and put them back on the table after services. So go over there, sign the Bibles, leave them a thought, and I know that they'll appreciate that. Well, first thing I want to say is congratulations, class of 2011. It's been a long road, hasn't it? But you made it. I've been on many long roads. High school, college. Thought I was done with college, but now I'm back in. And maybe I can get an amen when I'm done with that, finally. But today's about honoring you. But there are some lessons that I think you should know. But I want us to all understand that these lessons that I'm going to share with our seniors, these lessons aren't just for them. It's for the whole church body. There's things that we all need to know. I want you to know if you're ever going to make it in life, then you need to remember that Jesus will not be found in the sky above you, but on the road beneath you. It seems to me that those are the words that today's graduates or anyone else who has ever graduated can and should remember. After all, this is a time of transition. Graduation has always been a time of change. Those we honor today, especially those who will be receiving their high school diploma, are being forced into a world that is very both unfamiliar and uncomfortable. It is a world that has the potential to absolutely scare them to death. Those things upon which they have been so accustomed will soon be gone. And the physical presence of what it means to have in your lives, what it means to have order, will soon vanish. This is the time when all forms and structures that have helped them deal with their life for so long will be put to a test. You know, studies prove that 5 to 6 years after graduation are the most pivotal point in a person's life. So the question we have is, how do we as individuals get the most out of those most pivotal 5 to 6 years of our life? Our main text comes to us from Mark 12, 28 through 32. In this passage, a teachable scribe, or what we might call a theological scholar, is having a friendly conversation with Jesus. And here's how it goes. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is the one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." Basically, what I want you to get from this passage is that our focus should be on our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. And we have to have the courage to love God and love others. As kids, I'm sure we have all heard the story of a girl who wound up in Oz. The main character, Dorothy, lives on a farm in Kansas until a cyclone arrives. It picks her, her house, her dog, and deposits them and the Land of Oz. Things in Oz are strange but also beautiful. But Dorothy just wants to get back home. Later on in the story, she's helped by the good witch of the north. But she's also in trouble with the wicked witch of the west, who seeks revenge for the death of her sister, the wicked witch of the east, for which she blames Dorothy. Wishing to return, she begins to travel to Emerald City, where the great wizard lives. And on her way, she meets a scarecrow who needs a brain, a tin man who wants a heart, and a cowardly lion who desperately needs courage. They all hope the Wizard of Oz will help them before the Wicked Witch of the West catches up with them. The main point is, just like our seniors, Dorothy was forced into a world that was very unfamiliar and very uncomfortable. The term "we ain't in Kansas anymore" came from that. We can learn many things from the characters of the Wizard of Oz. The first character I want to talk about is the Scarecrow. We know that from this story, all the Scarecrow wanted was he just wanted a brain. You know, that's what I want too. I just want a brain. Come on, that's where you're supposed to laugh. You know, Colossians, I'm just testing you, see if you're awake. Colossians 3, 1 through 2 states, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Set your minds on things that are above, contrast with the things that are here on earth." And refers to the fact that we should be pursuing a deeper knowledge of Christ himself and all that belongs with living for him and with him. This would include seeking first the kingdom and living a worthy life of his name. We have to pursue the deeper knowledge of Christ himself and all that comes along with it. In 1 Peter 1 through 13, or 1:13, it says, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Christ is revealed at his coming. The fullness of grace and its complete work will come only when Jesus returns. And believers are to long for that day." Amen? We're to long for that day. We are to do this by thinking rightly about reality and living sober-minded and sensible lives in this present age. Seniors, here's what you need to understand. You may be graduating, but the learning process isn't over. The learning process is not over. In church, it is important that we keep learning. It is important that if we stop learning, then we stop growing. We must keep learning, keep growing. Our minds are important, and it is important that we use our minds to the fullest for our Christ Savior, Jesus Christ. Then we have the Tin Man. You know, we know all the Tin Man wanted was a can of WD-40. There we go, you're learning. No, he wanted a heart, didn't he? He wanted a heart. If we read in Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." The heart is worth guarding. Everything you do from your heart flows from it. Your actions, your desires, your job, your relationships. We can go on and on. Everything flows from your heart. So in this case, we have to guard our heart. We have to guard our heart. And then we have the lion. And in the journey, the lion, what did he want? He just wanted courage. He just wanted courage. Romans 12, 1 through 2 states the following. "So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, You're sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into everything without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you. He develops well-formed maturity in you. Here's what I get from this passage that I think is important to us. We need to stand up. We need to be different. We need to live our life to serve God and to do good for the name of Jesus Christ. We have to have the courage that no matter what the situation is, we will do what Jesus Christ wants us to do. We have to stand up for our convictions. And seniors, it starts with you. You have to stand up for your convictions. Then we have Dorothy. And we remember her mostly by her line, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home." That's it. Dorothy just wanted to go home. She wanted to get back to Kansas. And my question to you this morning is, where do you want to go? Where is your home? And if you do want to go home, how do you get there? What are you doing to get there? In Philippians 3:20, we read, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." A powerful verse. Our goal is just as big as Dorothy's goal. Our goal as followers of Jesus Christ is to get home too. We have to get home too. We should want to get home with our Father in heaven. Now the next two that I'm going to talk about are two that bring evil into our lives. Trials into our lives. Things that we have to watch out for and we have to be watching out for. So the next that we have is the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked Witch of the West stands for the trials and difficulties that you will have in your life. Stands for the trials and difficulties I will have in my life. In our life, we're going to encounter difficult people and circumstances. And during those times, the way we handle those situations determines the type of person that we will become. James 1, 2-4 states, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Did you get that? During trials and difficulties, your faith is being tested. Trials are designed to produce spiritually mature and should therefore be committed by us. And we need to hit them head on. Do not flee from them. Look them right in the face. And lastly, we have the wizard. Dorothy and her friends are going to see the wizard because the wizard is what? Supposed to be all-powerful. We find out real quickly, though, that the wizard is a fraud. He can't really help them. He can't truly give the scarecrow a brain, a tin man a heart, the lion courage, and he could not get Dorothy home. He wasn't really like a wizard, but he convinced the people of Oz that he was. He convinced them that he was the wizard. You know, we have a lot of people and a lot of things in our lives that are frauds. Simple as that. They're frauds. But I know of one person that's not a fraud. Let me tell you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is no fraud. Amen. And if we have faith in Him, anything is possible. And seniors, you're going to come up face to face with some things that are frauds. We do every day. And the decision is ours, what we do in those situations. You see, the point is, Dorothy and her companions symbolize the journey that we are all on. For Dorothy and her companions, it was a yellow brick road. For us, it was a narrow path. Matthew 7, 13 through 14 says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few find it." That's sad, isn't it? That only few find it. On that narrow path, I want you to understand the way of Jesus is loving God and loving others. We are to love God with our whole being, with our hearts like the tin man, with our soul like Dorothy, with our mind like the scarecrow, and with our strength like the lion. Pretty simple stuff, isn't it? To remember that's what we can do in our everyday lives to succeed in the goal. Remember, the relationships that we make on this journey are crucial. They're crucial. It is important that we show love to others and show the love of Jesus Christ to others. Don't forget, seniors, listen to this. Don't forget, you need the church and the church needs you. You know, Dorothy couldn't have traveled alone. And neither can you. Seniors, you are graduating from high school. Don't graduate from church. And don't graduate from your faith. Seniors, I also want you to know that if you ever expect to make it in this world, and not just the seniors, all of us, if we ever expect to make it in this world, if we ever expect to cope with everything that life is going to throw at us, don't forget where you came from and what you were taught. It is important for every one of us here this morning to understand that when we reach the moment when we need help, and we will, listen carefully, when we reach the moment we need help, I guarantee you, you will not find that help by looking to the sky above, but you'll find it by the road beneath you. Help will not be found by looking back at what once made you strong. You can't look in the past. You have to look to the future. Undergraduate faith doesn't cut it in a postgraduate world. Only faith that has grown with us will help. So I urge you to buck the current trend. Graduates, don't just maintain your faith, cultivate it. Parents, don't just maintain your faith, cultivate it. Grandparents, don't just maintain your faith, cultivate it. Church, don't just maintain your faith, cultivate it. We as a church body have to cultivate our faith. We need to pray. We need to be reading our Bible. We need to get involved in ministry. Seniors, when you have those trials, give me a call, drop me an email with a question. But most importantly, remember that on the road beneath you, the Lord Jesus Christ is always with you. And with the right hand of God at your side, you can make it. You can make it. And no matter what year you graduated, knowing that is the only way you will make it in this world which we live in. You know, sometimes in our life, a tornado comes along and takes us away, and we realize we ain't with God no more. And it happens. It happens quickly. But here's the deal. We can come back. If we'll just put one foot in front of the other, if we will quit looking to the sky above but to the road beneath, if you're ready to start that journey to the road of heaven, you can do that today. If you need to be served by this body of believers, if you're hurting or need the prayers of this congregation, the invitation is open. Whatever you need, the time is now. But during this time, it has to be taken seriously. Because just like the time is now, it's the same sort of transition that our seniors are going to go through. Seniors, the time is now. You have to decide for yourself what the rest of your future is going to bring. And when we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, we have to decide what the rest of our future is going to look like. So whatever you need, the time is now. Won't you come and start your journey down that road as we stand and as we sing?
There's a fountain.